Good evening. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly.
Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, your cutting-edge news program on the air since 2003. All summer, we've been exploring topics under the heading Summer Shocks / Secrets. Now that we're in September, we've already had a program of immense importance on September 1st. On this program, we presented some of the most amazing microscopy finds of the contents of the COVID-19 vaccine strange, quote, embalmer clots, unquote. If you missed this program, go to our website, dividedkingdomradio.com, and visit our listening archives for the September 1st program. Again, that's dividedkingdomradio.com.
Tonight, we feature a very serious September snapshot. We remember our series is the Shocks and Secrets, and this snapshot shocked us to our core. Oh, listeners, Lou Caverly and I are even more horrified today about the assault on our biosphere than 20 years ago in 2002 when I was writing and Lou was editing and typing. We were producing my book, Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails. No matter what our political and social concerns are at this time, this interview's shocking warnings eclipses everything. Here is Lou Caverly with his crucial two September 8th monologues for the radio.
Earth Under Siege, Part 1. Coming Cataclysm Must Be Curtailed. Radio Monologue, September 8th, 2022. Lou Caverly. Health Ranger Mike Adams recently interviewed Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Adams summarized the content of the interview at naturalnews.com, September 2nd, 2022. The entire planet is being deliberately plunged into a global famine nightmare, achieved via social, I keep saying that wrong, via geoengineering programs carried out by world governments trying to achieve global depopulation. That's the warning from Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. A site dedicated to the scientific investigation of the global kill switch portfolio of technologies being used to control weather and cause the collapse of the world's life-sustaining biosphere. The simultaneous droughts, floods, and freak weather events we are observing right now across the globe are not natural weather events, Wigington warns. They are engineered weapons being deployed against humanity under the cover of blaming climate change. In today's Situation Update podcast, we feature a full one-hour interview with Dane Wigington, where we delve into the multiple vectors of a global attack on the food supply, the biosphere, phytoplankton, and aquatic ecosystems, and life as we know it on planet Earth. Now, those were the words of Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. And here's a list of major shocks discussed by Dane Wigington. One, detailed discussions of atmospheric alterations to attack the biosphere of Earth. 2. How weather weapons are used to cause mass famine and starvation across the planet. 3. How atmospheric spraying is altering soil pH and obliterating forests and crops. 4. Discussion around the dimming. And that's a video, the dimming. And chemtrails and their true purpose. And 5, why billions of humans will die if we don't stop the planetary genocide soon. My Divided Kingdom Radio co-anchor and mate, Elizabeth Cubitt Caverly, and I were beyond shocked by one-man hero, Dane Wigington's well-documented draconian warning. I felt it essential to listen to the interview again more closely and extract my own list of points. It is clear that there is a continuing blasting of the ionosphere, punching holes in it, a concern discussed in Elizabeth's 2004 book, Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails. Now, against the backdrop of the COVID-19 vaccine depopulation scenario, these early DVDs, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? Are once again relevant. The pH of the soil is being altered, not in a good way for humans to live. This insane ionosphere blasting with HAARP etc., is destroying the ozone layer at unprecedented levels. When you go outside, your DNA, and animals and plants too, is being damaged. Now, without ozone protection, UVC rays that never before reach your skin are striking your body. Possibly even X-rays can now reach through the broken ozone protection layer. These, in fact, represent an assault on all human, animal, and plant life on Earth. Yes, where are the bees? More deadly details from the September 2nd interview are these.
And, Lou, these were the ones when you went back to look over this crisis information again. These were things that you thought should be extra emphasized. So they're your points.
That's exactly right, yes. World governments look upon weather as weapons of war, sometimes used against their own people. Even mainstream media finally admits weather modification is real. Not only is the DNA of plants, animals, and humans being damaged, but plankton populations are down as much as 90%, jeopardizing the entire ocean ecosystem, as well as reducing oxygen in the atmosphere. Storms, including hurricanes, are being stalled or guided to particular target cities or states by use of microwaves from both land and sea-based radar. Heating of the ionosphere by devices like HAARP can create a high-pressure heat dome that blocks rain and leads to higher temperatures. Such methods are being used to direct rain north into Canada and Alaska, and then eventually down on the East Coast. So the West is extreme drought, but not the East. And Mike Adams and Dane Wigington believe the East is left till last to be harmed, and ought to dupe them until the end stages of this depopulation scenario. Spraying with particulate matter, such as aluminum and barium, can increase the pH of soil. Excessive such particles lead to large cloud formations, but no rain. The makers of the film, Why in the World Are They Spraying?, documented this well, how eventually crops would not thrive or even grow. Planned eventual worldwide famine? Aluminum in spraying is especially harmful even if it falls on acid soil.
And what was that, aluminum?
Yes, aluminum, that's right. It kills off the plants and beneficial soil bacteria.
And I'll interrupt to say there that while our dear departed Al Cuppet was alive, he helped to document this too. There were some researchers who began to study some of the rivers and lakes and so forth, and they found huge increases in barium and aluminum. And this is not good for the human body, the liver, the brain. We think about this uptick in Alzheimer's, all of these things. Now, you see, it's 20 years now that we've seen this continue. And what really is in our crops, what really is in people's wells, it's not good. And we're under a particular siege right here in Maryland for the last possibly 3 weeks. We hope we're not targeted. We're such a small radio program. We're not Steve Quayle. We're not Hawk. We're not Mike Adams. We're not Alex Jones. But we're trying to tell the truth. And we can see that this kind of a machination is going on overhead near us because it tries to rain day after day after day. And when they keep punching up this ionosphere, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. Something has to give. And, of course, you know, well, while we're talking here, we have to say that we give thanks to Almighty God for all of you who are listening and praying for us. And those few of you who are helping us, we can't thank you enough. We were in a real emergency situation. And an anonymous email from Pittsburgh, we thank you greatly. This was enough to fight one small battle. And we do need more help. We ask you to send some cash or anonymous money orders, whatever you can send to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that is Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. 9. And when we're talking about trying to be true to the Lord, we are giving you what we think is absolutely bombshell information here today about what's going to happen to mankind if we don't speak up, if we don't get this stopped. Lou's monologue, I think, is more important than almost any program we have ever had. But at the same time, we have to be careful. We cannot worship libertarian alternative radio voices. We cannot just take anyone's opinions and ideas in total. That means Alex Jones. That means Mike Adams. That means many, many others. The New Personal and the Power Hour. A lot of people are part of the controlled opposition. We're not saying that these people are, but we do know that Art Bernclough, our dear departed friend who died in 2014, the same year that Jack McClam passed on, Art Bernclough talked about certain people. He told us Pastor Butch was good, and he appeared on Pastor Butch's show. There was a woman broadcaster with a military background. We had suspected, and right away he said, she's bad. We know she's bad. And we have to be careful of some of these programs that have names that go almost clearly in tune with the CIA's motto. I think it might be the same as my college's motto, Juniata College in Huntington, Pennsylvania, the truth sets you free, Veritas Liberat, pretty close, and knowledge is power. I think that's another one that comes out of the CIA enclave or pretty close to it. So be careful. Don't be duped by people who are paid millions, who have supplements to sell, who have this, who have that. How did they get this money? You know that Lou and I are retired educators, and we have both done some amateur writing. Of course, I produced my books. God produced them. And so we want to be true to Jesus Christ. And I'm saying all this because we're not denigrating Alex Jones or Mike Adams for their close ties with David Icke, who absolutely abhors organized religion, especially Christianity, though he speaks up for the children who are being harmed by the New World Order. But we can never endorse the theories that seem to have been attaching themselves, no germ theory, no virus existing, to both Mike Adams and Alex Jones and some other people in the alternative community of radio. This just makes no sense because we've talked about it on air. There is contagion. There are all kinds of things that indicate viruses are real. Even Dr. Judy Mikovits gave the analysis that there were monkey leukemia viruses in the COVID shots. And, you know, and in the probably the COVID itself with the bioengineering of the weapon. You'd have to go back. We have that in one of our older essays at DividedKingdomRadio.com under Breaking News. You could find that in which I believe it was my essay talking about Judy and her findings. So there really are viruses. There really are germs. How in the world did somebody get chicken pox? You know, you were with your friends. It isn't just something that these deniers of the germ theory say that it's just a weakness in your body, and when it gets weak, then you get pneumonia or you get this or that. Lou and I actually gave each other pneumonia several times. It was very clear, wasn't it, Lou?
Oh, yes. It was quite clear that one passed it on to the other.
And always you were teaching, and the kids at your school got sick. Then you got sick.
Exactly.
So now the other point that we have to bring up, sadly, but you have to be aware. Do you remember, listeners, that in the Bible it says that things would be so cleverly done by Satan that even the elect might be deceived? And now we know that Dr. Mehmet Oz is running. He is on the ticket now to be a senator, I believe, not a representative. Do you remember, Lou?
I think it's the Senate, yes.
I think it's the Senate from Pennsylvania. And once before, Mike Adams extolled him, and he said how nice he had been to him when he met him in person some years ago Well, nice or not, we brought out on two separate programs from LifeSite News, that very good website, how Mehmet Oz was in league and in favor of Dr. Garofalo. And Dr. Garofalo is one of those surgeons that mutilates the children for gender change. So we emailed Mike Adams. We never got a reply, and we were so disheartened yesterday when we heard the Situation podcast of Mike Adams when he talked about this race in Pennsylvania. And he said there's a Democrat, and he says he looked like a demon, and he had a stroke, and his opponent will be Mehmet Oz. So you have only one way to go, and that's Dr. Oz. No, we had another way to go. I said, Lou, turn it off. Turn it off. We have to separate, because there is a difference in all the libertarians and all of the political devotees who are looking for the political solution to bring back freedom to America, to solve everything. But it isn't going to be found there. It's only going to be found when the church repents, when the pastors awaken and face the evil, and they don't tell their congregations that they're to take the aborted fetal cell shots like Dr. Franklin Graham, like Pope Francis did, and others, Gordon Robertson. They all told them to take those death shots. No, what we have to do is stand up for Jesus Christ. And this program is going to have to tell the truth. We are not going to denigrate people, but we have to point out fallacies. And we have to point out things that don't seem to add up when people are not making Jesus Christ first. How can we call ourselves Christians and promote Dr. Oz with what he has been connected with? Good is not evil. I hate to have to say this. In fact, before we went on air, I said, Lou, we probably shouldn't bring this up because what you're telling is so important. Dane Wigington's earnest, deep, well-documented research, you must pay attention to this. It's the future of human life, plant life, everything. But you see, God led me. No, you have to point this out to the listeners so that they're more careful. They're more discerning when you turn on shortwave, when you turn on other podcasts. Don't believe everything and be watching. If there are people who are not fully committed to Jesus Christ and the truth of the Bible, they're not going to be consistent. This is an inconsistency, and it bears watching. So Lou and I, for now, have to separate ourselves from certain podcasts. Certainly, we will still look at wonderful websites. We will glean the truth as God leads us to do it. Now, having said all that, Lou, what you're telling us is so important. And I remember watching that DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying? I think they were showing large palm trees and coconut trees, and we were getting this idea that this pH would be changed eventually when things would not grow. More and more things would not grow. They'll keep it up year after year. Now, why don't you pick up some more of your points, Lou, that you noticed from that interview with Dane Wigington? And what day was that? September 2nd, I believe.
Yes, it was September 2nd, which I believe was Friday. Am I right?
I believe so. Anyway, they can go to Brighteon.com to find that, can't they?
Yes, the easiest way to do it is go to Brighteon.com and just on the search bar type in Situation Update, and it will show you all the most recent ones and find the one. It doesn't have the exact title I have, but it basically uses the word geoengineering. That can be your word to look
and
for.
And some of you might want to go to that website, geoengineeringwatch.com. Org, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly
and,
right.
And try to find that video, the dimming, isn't it, or is it just dimming?
No, it is the dimming.
The dimming. All right. It's so important. And Brighteon, in case you don't know how to spell it, it's the word bright, and then eon connected with it, brighteon.com. And now, Lou, give us more of these shattering points.
Well, as we said, aluminum is spraying. Excuse me, I've made that mistake before. Aluminum in spraying is especially harmful if it falls on acid soil. It kills off plants and beneficial soil bacteria. Dane Wigington, Wigington, who left one's whole life's work to devote himself to warning the world of the coming disaster, remarks darkly, quote, "The soil microbiome is done," unquote.
And that's pretty shocking. And, you know, in my book we talked about mycoplasmic fungi spores that were sometimes in the chemtrails. And you and I have noted for years the stains on our back cement steps and on the air conditioner that goes outside. We've seen the mold. We've seen all this. We've had certain listeners this summer talk about how there was a white powdery dust that came down in their yard, and then some trees began to lose their leaves and, you know, look like they were going to die. In fact, that person who lost the home talked about that. And by the way, that person has a little pension. We did find out that's a good thing and does not eat the SNAP meals. But we are still advising that person, in case the person did not hear the broadcast in which I said, if that really is 5G on the top of the roof, I would get out of there. I would look for someone to help me, perhaps a real Christian pastor, to rent a room somewhere where you're not under the 5G. Perhaps that's Wi-Fi on the roof, which wouldn't be as bad. So anyway, we thought that perhaps there would be a way that you could sell part of your land and keep part of the land, and then maybe you could park an RV vehicle on it or some tiny, tiny house. Anyway, pray to God, because we did find out that this person who lost the home is a Christian, and we're really happy about that because Jesus will help. Jesus will absolutely help. And now, you listeners, this is what we've always done since I've written my book. We try to avoid being outside at times there are serious chemtrails. You know, sometimes I can actually breathe and note the particulate matter, and I'll say, Lou, we have to go in the house, because you can tell the air is not clean. There are other things. There are chemicals. There are terrible things. But you know what? Today, Lou read Psalm 91. Over us. A listener had suggested this, and it was so comforting. Read it again, each of you listening to this program, because the key thing is when you show your love to the Lord, and those few of you who are really wanting to know the truth and wanting to help the remnant, and those few, again, who have helped us financially, you show your love of the Lord. And in that psalm, he says, because we have loved him, he will protect us in many ways and give us long life. It's so important that you know Jesus Christ, who forgives all your sins, and that you ask for forgiveness, turn your life over to him, and then ask him to guide you. Now, I don't know, is that the end of your first monologue, Lou, or not quite?
Just one other point, and that is that people are lulled into complacency by governments. They have the attitude the leaders wouldn't do that to themselves, but they would, and they do, even if they too will be the victims, Adams and Wigington conclude. As a mathematician and watchman journalist, I, Lou Cavalli, would have to agree that their plan is, in essence, committing their own suicide. We must stop this.
Yes, and now your second monologue also came from that program, and we can say it isn't quite as murderous, but it's also not good. So give us the new title of part two there.
Yes, it's also entitled Earth Under Siege 2, Lesser Death by Dumbness. Radio Monologue, September 8th, Lou Cavalli. The September 2nd interview at Brighteon.com between Mike Adams and Dane Wigington also discussed the topic of renewable energy. Mike Adams quipped, "Green energy only works if you don't use it." He elaborated, "Did you know that Amazon fulfillment centers are catching on fire due to solar panel installation on their roofs? It turns out that green energy is a fire hazard. Remarkably, as CNBC.com reports, 12.7% of Amazon's buildings that feature solar installations have caught fire due to arcing from the solar installations. It looks like going green also means going up in flames. If you were a business owner and saw that a new energy system was setting fire to 12.7% of your warehouses, you would shut it down. That's exactly what Amazon did, too. So when the sun is shining, solar power is catching buildings on fire. When the sun isn't shining, solar produces zero energy. Remember, too, that you're supposed to buy an electric vehicle, but not charge it, because charging it might collapse the power grid in California, utility officials have warned. And this is Lou speaking. I'll just insert. They were very worried that even without the electric cars in masses, the whole grid might have gone down yesterday. I understand it didn't, except they did have a few blackouts in places. But what's going to happen when they put all those electric cars online? Well, we can imagine. Back to the essay. So green energy only works when you don't use it. Dane and Mike then debunked the validity of much of the climate change agenda. Here are some of the points. The expense of replacing batteries in an electric vehicle. The batteries can only be charged a limited number of times. Replacing them can cost over $10,000. And I'll just insert there, I think actually it was much more than that. I think Mike said it could approach the cost of the car itself by the time you replace the batteries once. Going on, lithium batteries present a fire hazard. They also present an environmental hazard in mining the lithium and in the disposal of old batteries. At the present time, there are not nearly enough charging stations. A huge investment in station infrastructure and power generation facilities will be needed to make electric vehicles a viable alternative to present transportation. None of the alternative sources of electric energy, wind, solar, hydroelectric, are reliable, especially given the damage done by sky and geoengineering. The high cost of electricity makes it difficult to grow food plants indoors, especially on a wide scale. This will contribute to food shortages. And there Mike was commenting that some people say, well, if we can't grow the food outdoors because of all this spraying, we'll grow it indoors. But he brings up this fact that to provide the light requires a lot of electricity if you're going to do that on a wide scale. And back to the essay, Dane highly recommends the film Planet of the Humans, which explains how non-renewable, so-called renewable energy really is. And again, check out his video, The Dimming, at geoengineeringwatch.org. Only the dim-witted can extol wind farms that kill bald eagles, but do not run when there is no breeze. Then, too, there are more dummies who don't even comprehend that fossil fuel coal is essential to make electricity for the much-vaunted electric cars. I close with a few chuckles from one of our listeners. He reported his town gave local approval to build charging stations in front of McDonald's.
That is a chuckle, Lou, and some things are beyond chuckles. We heard yesterday that Biden's COVID vaccine czar, COVID program czar, I guess, Dr. Jaha, and I had said earlier, just add about another letter, D, and you've got Jihad. Well, anyway, he said that God gave us two arms so that we'd have one arm to have the COVID vaccine injected into it, and the other arm, I believe, was for the flu vaccine. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's what he said.
But you know what? We also heard Dr. Jane Ruby as part of the Stu Peters show, those two fine Christians. She said that we've been hearing that there will be multiple mRNAs put in the flu vaccine and probably other vaccines, maybe the childhood vaccines as well. Now, really, you must be warned. But those of you who are listening are part of the remnant. You are going to believe things that are warnings from God when the reprobate mind encompassed people won't. You know, we had a relative that we said, thank God Roe v. Wade has been overturned, to. We were met with silence. Nothing like, oh, that's good, just total silence. And that relative has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend was an ex-minister. And the ex-minister has sent some books for Lou to read. Now, they're what we would call popular fiction. I think we have to name the book, Lou. What was it?
Now there you got me. I think it was the 620 Man, I believe, referring to a train, you you know, schedule.
And who's the author? Do you recall that one?
Yeah, David Baldacci.
Yes, Baldacci. And I think I remember, I never read his novels, but I think I remember hearing about him maybe 20, 30 years ago. But in this book, there was a plot in which a lesbian killed another lesbian because that the one killed did not want to carry the baby that they got from the sperm of her brother. Is that right?
That's basically it, yeah.
And then I guess the detective investigating, he slept with the one lesbian. So this is kind of the way the whole thing went. Twisted, dark, sick, evil is being presented as entertainment. Now, how far has that former minister fallen? You see, we're in a reprobate mind, and you must get yourself out of Babylon. You must separate when needed. But we ask you to pray for some of these libertarian figures like Mike Adams, like Alex Jones, like others, that you pray that they will get away from Satan's contamination of New Age theories and things that are part of the reprobate mind, and that they will quit compromising. We love the work that Mike Adams does, but we don't like this kind of a contamination. We cannot support someone like Dr. Oz. And because we see this darkness is growing, you know, all of our summer shocks and secrets have a spiritual origin. Each happening, good or bad, is based on either good or evil. You know, each one of these things, freedom for the individual or frightening tyranny, has its inception either in God's glorious realm or from the portals of hell opening wider and wider. 2022. Remember those games, those international games that were in Britain with all the flames of hell coming up? We have these portals opening, and Lou and I have been looking at the corporations lately. The Disney Corporation for its LGBT changes and the dangers to children policies, and now Disney has come out in a bigger way, proclaiming the reality of the rule of Satan. WorldNet Daily, Disney goes satanic. New cartoon features little girl dubbed the Antichrist. Mom, there's no more putting this off. Your dad is the devil. This was by Bob Unruh, published September 2nd, WorldNet Daily. In a move that seems a stretch, even for a leftist corporation that openly promotes LGBT agenda points and links itself to the body mutilations of young children through transgender ideology, this new, quote, cartoon from Disney features a little girl, quote, Antichrist. Quote, there's no more putting this off. Your dad is the devil, and you're the Antichrist, the cartoon mom tells her daughter about 13. The, quote, adult programming is called, quote, little demon, end quote. And one of the actors who provide voicing expressed approval that it normalizes, quote, paganism. Here's the trailer. Be aware of adult content. It opens with a news report that the sky over a school has been, quote, torn open. Gosh, Lou, I have to interject. That's almost like what we're talking about that could come with all this HAARP and similar installations blasting into the ionosphere, isn't it?
It has a
That's really
strong
interesting.
Resemblance. Yes,
coincidence.
It does.
Now, the article goes on, Mom that drops a Your Dad the Devil bombshell on the little girl, to which she responds in kind. The online promotion of the video from Disney says, quote, from the co-creator of Rick and Morty comes the new animated comedy, FX's Little Demon. It asks people to subscribe to support the venture financially. And it recites, quote, it has been 13 years since being impregnated by Satan and a reluctant mother, Laura, and her Antichrist daughter, Chrissy. Now look there, that's just about like Christ. See that? Chrissy, attempt to live an ordinary life in Delaware. And I was interjecting that part about the similarity in names. However, the two are constantly thwarted by monstrous forces, including Satan, who yearns for custody of his daughter's soul. The Gateway Pundit was blunt in its assessment with Disney continued down its path to destruction, releasing a new cartoon entitled Little Demon, and it is just as bad as it sounds. The series features demonic witchcraft, pagan rituals, gratuitous blood, gore, and nudity, and judging by the trailer, included here but not recommended, can easily be considered pornographic by definition. It was YouTuber Nick Jones who also pointed out the, quote, cartoon is intended for adults, but undoubtedly will get the attention of children. But perhaps even more sinister is how spiritually undiscerning adults are being targeted with the normalization of satanic, demonic, and pagan ideas through the use of a comedic cartoon that will further desensitize themselves and their children to this kind of evil, the Gateway Pundit said. His comments, and again, I believe that was Nick Jones, the Gateway Pundit cited the comments from 1 Million Moms, which tries to stop exploitation of children. Quote, and I believe this is from 1 Million Moms, listeners, along with other Disney-associated productions such as Maleficent, Star versus the Forces of Evil, and The Owl House, this new adult cartoon series, Little Demon, is also set in a spiritually demonic realm. According to Deadline, a Hollywood online news source, quote, among other shenanigans, the comedy shows Laura, the mother, nude with no pixelation. She strips down in the first episode to perform a ritual, while there are multiple instances of nudity throughout the series.
Yes, Elizabeth, as Disney seems to invoke the activation of the Antichrist era, more deadly fruits show up as constitutional America fights for its life. On the Biden ventilator as the Biden ventilator attacks on individual American freedom rights intensify. Now we hear from the Western Journal. Minutes before Biden gave final speech, Bannon's house was swatted. They'll have to kill me first. This is by Jack Davis, September 2nd. Steve Bannon says a fake call sent armed police to his home on Thursday night. The practice of calling officers to a home under false pretenses has become known as swatting. Representative, and it's Republican Representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, was a recent victim, with police sent to her home to deal with a reported shooting that never took place. Police were summoned to Bannon's Washington, D.C. home at 7:17 p.m., according to the Daily Mail. President Joe Biden delivered an address to the nation at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, labeling former President Donald Trump and his supporters as extremists, who, quote, threaten the very foundations of our republic, unquote. Bannon said the Biden administration is culpable for the fake call targeting his home. He told the Daily Mail, quote, this is 100% triggered by the White House. The White House is trying to use this type of violence. They're stirring up the unstable people on the far left to do this, said Bannon, who experienced a swatting incident in July as well. Bannon said the call was meant to have a fatal outcome. He said, quote, the calls are very specific, and the calls are to trigger the police to use deadly force. These people show up as they're supposed to, because they think they are coming into emergency situations. However, noting that it only takes one slip in a high-stress situation for an accident to happen, Bannon said, what's happened to MTG, that would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, and myself, is they're trying to get us assassinated by using law enforcement. I'm never going to stop, so they'll have to kill me first, he said. And if they kill me, too bad. In a post on Getter, that's G-E-T-T-R, accompanied by a photo of Biden speaking on Thursday, Bannon wrote, quote, a speech, a photograph, a moment that will live in infamy. Our duty is now clear, and these are Bannon's words. This usurper must be impeached and removed from office immediately upon MAGA coming to power in January of 23. On this, we have a moral obligation to every patriot grave from the Revolution down to the 13 honored dead at the Abbey Gate, unquote. And Abbey Gate, I believe, was when the 13 armed service people from America were killed in that disastrous evacuation of Afghanistan. Going on, Bannon and Biden, Bannon said, Biden's charged rhetoric is designed to result in violence. He went on to say, Biden is stirring up his most unstable and radical element to use any means necessary to physically harm or suppress dissenting voices. This has never happened in American history, and it's directly what he's done over the last 72 hours Everything from the Bethesda speech to last night is aimed very specifically at stirring up violence against his political opponents, Bannon said, referring to his speech last week in which Biden accused Trump supporters of embracing semi-fascism.
And, Lou, we have to interject there that we heard something very interesting that one commentator talked about, a kind of an arch that was built over Biden during one of his talks, and that it was typical of the occult kind of arch that represents child sacrifice.
Yes, that's very, very
interesting. And we've been hearing a lot about the diary that had been suppressed, even by some of the alternative news, Biden's daughter back a few years, that there was incest, there was pedophilia. You and I had the courage. We read this from National File. I believe it was in our archive somewhere. We had the courage to do this, but the big programs didn't. We even heard that Project Veritas's founder kind of suppressed it. So what we're telling you, we can see certain websites that seem to be getting more commercialized and don't let you see the information unless you will join this or you will buy that. Some things might be consolidating that are not beneficial to getting the free information that we could always get. So just keep your eyes open and pray to Jesus Christ for discernment. Is that it for that, Lou?
We just had another one, and I see our time is going. We'll just give you a very quick update from the Gateway Pundit on September 3rd. Steve Bannon swatted again during a live show on Saturday morning.
Oh, I think maybe we want to hear more of that. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay. War Room host, and this, is, by the way, is by Jim Hoft, of Gateway Pundit. War Room host Steve Bannon was swatted Thursday night with D.C. police responding to a hoax call of a shooting at his Capitol Hill home. Fox News reported police found no evidence of a shooting. This was the second swatting of Bannon's home this summer, with the first taking place July 8th while he was on air at the nearby War Room studio. The Daily Mail reported an ambulance and fire truck also responded Bannon's home Thursday night. The million-dollar D.C. home of former Donald Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon was swatted Thursday for the second time in 2 months. I guess that's a quote from the Daily Mail. Police in the nation's capital confirmed to DailyMail.com that cops were called to the home at 7:17 p.m. local time. According to the cops, after further investigation, it was confirmed that no shots were fired and there was no active threat. There were no injuries as a result of the swatting. In addition to the police, fire and ambulances were also dispatched to the residence. Fellow MAGA Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was recently swatted 3 times at her Georgia home. Bannon was on his popular War Room show when the police came to his door. "These leftists want him dead. Then they will come after you," Bannon told his audience he was swatted during Saturday's show. He said this near the end of the show.
That's the third time then, isn't it?
That is, yes. And it says Marjorie Taylor Greene reacted, but I don't see any actual quotes from her here. Earlier today, Steve Bannon spoke out on the swatting attacks on Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I think that's it for that one.
And it seemed like that sentence didn't finish on Marjorie Taylor Greene, her program or something.
It doesn't seem to go on there.
Okay, we get the gist of it. We really do, Lou. And now, next we have, in our corporation watch for the shocks and secrets, Antichrist Walmart will finance abortion travel plans. This was the Gateway Pundit by Maggie Flavin, August 19th, 2022. Walmart expands abortion coverage for employees, including travel support. In the wake of Roe v. Wade, Walmart, who employs almost 1.6 million people across the U.S., announced changes to their health care plan in a recent memo sent to employees. According to the memo, abortion coverage will be expanded. And we have to give plaudits here to the Gateway Pundit for telling us about this. AP reports, in a memo sent to employees on Friday, the company said its health care plans will now cover abortion for employees, quote, when there is a health risk to the mother. The new policy will also offer travel support for workers and dependents covered under their health care plans so they can access services that are not available within 100 miles of their locations, Donna Morris, the retailer's chief people officer, said in a memo. And we know that Walmart employs, they said before, 1.6 million people in the U.S., and in Arkansas, where the company is based, abortion is banned under all circumstances unless the procedure is needed to protect the life of the mother in a medical emergency. Walmart joins the following companies in paying for abortion-related expenses and or funding pro-abortion organizations. Now, listen up, listeners. It's not just Walmart. Here we go. And listen to this list helping to fund these killings of the preborn. Accenture, Adobe, Airbus. I don't know how this is, Lou. AIRBNB. Do you know how to pronounce that?
No, I don't either.
Is it Airbub? Airbus?
I guess.
I don't know. Alphabet, in parentheses, Google. Amazon. Amalgamated Bank. Apple. Bank of America. BlackRock. The Body Shop. Box. Bumble. BuzzFeed. Cigna. Citigroup. CNN. Comcast. Condé Nast. CVS Health. Danone. Dick's Sporting Goods, DoorDash, Discord, Duolingo,
Estee Lauder, Expedia Group, Goldman Sachs, Hewlett-Packard, H&M, IKEA, Impossible Foods, the Interpublic Group of Companies, Intuit, J.P. Morgan Chase, Kroger, Levi Strauss, Live Nation Entertainment, Lyft, The New York Times, Nike, MasterCard, Match Group, Meta Platforms, that's Facebook, Microsoft, Netflix, Nike, Nordstrom, Paramount Global, Patagonia, PayPal, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Procter & Gamble, Rivian, Salesforce, Sony Group Corporation, Starbucks Corporation, Target, Tesla, Uber, Vox Media, Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, Yelp, Yahoo, Zendesk, and Zillow.
And we talked earlier on an earlier program about Harris Teeter that has come under the aegis of Kroger and was now cooperating with Procter & Gamble to pay over $24,000 to the LGBTQ agenda and was now going to be setting up aisles for all. So we can see now the tie-ins there, this Antichrist spirit is not only promoting the LGBTQ agenda, but it is helping to murder the babies. Let's just put it that way. Let's go on, Lou.
All right. Out of touch, basement baron. Joe Biden got really belligerent July 10th, 2022, pushing a waking nightmare of evil intentions in reaction to Roe versus Wade's overturn. From WorldNet Daily, Biden considers health emergency to allow abortionists to destroy unborn children. He wants to reinstate Roe versus Wade as national law. And this was on July 12th by Laurel Duggan. And it came from the Daily Caller News Foundation. President Joe Biden was considering declaring a public health emergency to enshrine abortion rights, he told reporters Sunday, July 10th. He also called for abortion rights to be enshrined at the federal level, although the bill failed in Congress in May. He said, "My ultimate goal is to reinstate Roe versus Wade as national law by passing it in the United States Congress, and I'll sign it the moment that happens." The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade June 24th, ending a 50-year-long ban on abortion restrictions throughout the first 6 months of pregnancy and allowing states to once again determine their abortion laws. In response, Biden signed an executive order Friday promoting abortion rights through the federal bureaucracy. And let me see, we got something else.
I think
else
you
here.
Have more on Biden, too, about
I do,
the
yes.
insult toward all of us, the American people, at one point.
I've got a couple of things.
First, I think you do.
We have from LifeSite News, and looking to the Giving Americans Food Banks help, look what the biggest corporation, namely our government, is doing. From LifeSite News, Biden administration spending $1.5 million to promote transgender ideology in prisons. Biden is purposely flushing your tax dollars down the drain, Republican Representative Laurel Boebert of California said. This essay was by Ashley Sadler, July 11, 2022. Washington, D.C. The Biden administration is using taxpayer dollars to fund so-called transgender programming in federal prisons, government documents show. The Department of Justice, headed by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, made the deal with the change companies in Carson City, Nevada, on July 1, 2021. According to a contract summary on the U.S. government's official website for tracking spending data, the DOJ agreed to a $1.5 million program to implement transgender programming across all federal prisons, the Epoch Times reported. The Biden administration has routinely bowed to the demands of the transgender ideologues in the Democrat Party and set itself up to be the most LGBT-friendly administration in U.S. history. The self-professed Catholic president has unequivocally promoted the radical LGBT agenda and repeatedly expressed opposition to state laws. Biden has also expressed his adherence to transgender ideology in his agency appointments. Last year, he said almost 14% of his 1,500 agency appointees were identified as LGBT. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is a lesbian who is married to a woman. Earlier this month, the Biden administration officially onboarded Sam Brinton, an LGBT activist with a self-professed, quote, puppy play fetish, unquote, as the U.S. Department of Energy's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition.
And we have to ask, I'm interjecting, Elizabeth, does that mean bestiality? It might well.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I thought
ahead.
Of that when
yeah.
I read it. And now, from the Gateway Pundit, Joe Biden says he is unpopular because Americans are mentally unwell.
Oh, here comes our insult.
That's right.
Listeners, pay attention.
They're going to insult all of us, all of you listening as well. This is by Christina Layla, again from the Gateway Pundit. Joe Biden said he is unpopular because Americans are mentally unwell. Of all the excuses. Joe Biden's poll collapse continues with the latest Civics poll, that CIVIQS poll, showing the man who we were told got 81 million votes for president just over a year and a half ago, now mired in the low 30s in overall approval, with just 21% of independents approving of Biden's performance in office. The poll numbers are far worse than they are admitting. The Biden administration is a dumpster fire. Record high gas prices, baby formula shortage, tampons shortage, record high inflation rates, vaccine mandates, 13 dead American service members in Kabul bombing, Americans left behind in Afghanistan, record illegal immigration, open borders, supply chain crisis. Joe Biden told the Associated Press that he's unpopular because Americans are mentally unwell. And this is Lou commenting. And now, supposedly, Biden was slowed down by a mild COVID case. We think we see Biden doubles in photos, one of him posing in the so-called Oval Office. Now, the article continues, as for the overall American mindset, Biden said, people are really, really down, the AP reported. And Biden went on to say, their need for mental health in America has skyrocketed because people have seen everything upset, everything they've counted on upset. But most of it's the consequence of what happened. What happened is a consequence of the COVID crisis, Biden said to AP in an Oval Office interview.
So interesting, Lou.
Yes.
And that's all you have on basement Biden?
Yes, that's everything for that. Yep.
Okay, LifeSite News. We must get this headline. This was June 30th from Dr. Paul Elias Alexander from Children's Health Defense. COVID jabs are all but guaranteeing the virus will be around forever. If our immune response is subverted and damaged by these COVID injections, as they have been with repeat boosting, then we run the risk of this pandemic going on for 100 years with infectious variant after infectious variant and potentially a lethal virulent one that could devastate humanity. COVID will never end. And though I am beginning to sound conspiratorial by saying so, I do think people like Fauci and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla cannot be so foolish or inept as they appear. The situation is being managed deliberately at some level. We see that subvariant after subvariant is posing an escalating infection risk in those vaccinated, whether mRNA or adenoviral vector injections. It seems like this will go on in perpetuity, long term, with no end in sight. Mass vaccination has made things devastatingly worse. We told them to stop over and over. One should never, ever mass vaccinate while there is a circulating pathogen. And so this is why we called 1 year now to stop these COVID vaccines immediately. Severe disease is coming soon in the LRT, deep inside the lungs. The very same vaccinal antibodies to Omicron that are blocking severe disease in the LRT. And now the LRT is the respiratory tract. And I believe they have a mistake. That should be URT, so it's the upper respiratory tract, or the lower respiratory tract. So we'll get that clear there. So this disease is coming, you see, from these antibodies to Omicron that are blocking severe disease in the LRT. They're subjected to suboptimal immune pressure that will drive variants to overcome this pressure. Gert Vanden explains, based on published research, that these non-neutralizing antibodies in the LRT, and that is, again, the lower respiratory tract, are linked to the formation of syncytia that is correlated to severe illness. Now, this gets to be very technical, and I was having a little trouble with all of that pronunciation there, but the idea here, and perhaps we will bring this up again in more depth next week, that we're using a non-sterilizing vaccine, and that's vaccinal antibodies that do not eliminate or stop the virus, where the virus becomes largely resistant to the vaccinal antibodies that pressures the infectiousness of the virus. So this mounting immature host immune pressure is a key devastating issue. So, in other words, it's going to drive the body there to select the fittest and most infectious variants. And you see it'll get worse and worse. And then he brings up this antibody-dependent enhancement where the vaccinated get massively infected. And this imprinting and priming goes on to the immune system long after this first exposure. And then you see the body's ready, primed to make those big cytokine storms, and then the death will occur. So this will keep killing people. This is Elizabeth saying this. So this is information from a highly respected specialist, Dr. Paul Elias Alexander. We will have much more for you next week. Tune in to The Divided Kingdom and go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Good night.